While Texas and Louisiana are cleaning up after Harvey, forecasters are watching another powerful hurricane that's developing in the Atlantic. Hurricane Irma will strike the Leeward Islands in the Eastern Caribbean by Wednesday, and there's growing concern about its potential impact on the U.S. mainland. Jeff Masters is the Director of Meteorology for Weather Underground. Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Meghna.
So first of all, it seems as if right now Irma is a Category 3 storm, so already fairly strong. Is there any way that we can know how much stronger it's going to get before it makes landfall?
Our best intensity models say that we can expect this to intensify to a Category 4 or 5 hurricane with winds between 130 and 160 miles per hour over the next 3-4 days. Now, one thing that could stop that from happening is if this storm hits the high mountainous islands of Hispaniola or Cuba. And certainly Cuba is directly in the path of this storm as far as the latest forecast goes.
Okay. And so what about other islands? Antigua, St. Kitts, Nevis, who else is currently in the path or should fear being in the path of the storm?
The islands of the northeastern Lesser Antilles, the ones you mentioned, are the ones that are going to get the wrath of Irma first. And it'll probably be a Category 3 or 4 hurricane at that point tomorrow. But it's going to pass very close to the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico on Wednesday. And those islands will be on the weaker left side of the hurricane, which means they won't quite get the full brunt of it. But the Bahamas are more at risk in the Turks and Caicos Islands because it looks like Irma is going to plow directly into them. And it's also going to pass very close to the Dominican Republic and Haiti, where flooding is always a huge concern.
And is there any way for us to know whether this will remain an Atlantic hurricane or turn into a Gulf one?
It's looking likely that it's going to make it into the Gulf of Mexico, at least as far as our five-day forecasts go, which do have high airs in excess of 500 miles. But it's probably going to affect Florida by Friday. We're thinking that by Friday night, Florida could start experiencing tropical storm force winds. They're going to have to make a decision tomorrow, probably in the Florida Keys, on whether to evacuate or not, because the Keys need at least 3 days to evacuate.
Huh. Wow. Okay. So just for clarification here, I mean, I've also been seeing stories that say that some forecasting models put Irma as coming up the eastern seaboard. Is that still also a possibility?
That is a possibility. Certainly the coast of South Carolina and North Carolina are at risk from this storm. But what it could do is come into Cuba and then turn northwards over Florida or on one side of the peninsula or the other. Could be the Gulf side, could be the Atlantic side. And then move northward and make several landfalls along the way.
Okay, so it seems as if the further out we go in our forecast, there's still a great degree of uncertainty.
There's a huge amount of uncertainty, but the models are in very tight agreement over the next 4 or 5 days, which gives us some confidence that certainly the Bahamas and Cuba are at great risk from the storm, and Florida is going to feel significant impacts as well. I would expect at the very least, they're going to get 5 to 10 inches of rain from this storm starting Friday.
Okay. Now, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has predicted that the 2017 hurricane season would be more active than average. I mean, how is it shaping up so far?
Yeah, it's certainly that. The halfway point of the season is typically September 10th, and we've already had almost a full season's worth of activity. We've had 9 named storms, 4 of them hurricanes, 2 major hurricanes, and that's a lot of activity.
Wow, no kidding. Well, Jeff Masters is Director of Meteorology for Weather Underground. Jeff, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.